Oh, listeners, you're in for a real treat here. I have so many questions to ask Shanali Paul. Is that how you pronounce it? Shanali?
Yes, correct.
Great.
Totally
Paul.
right, Dan.
And it's an unusual name. I've
Hi,
never
everybody.
encountered it.
Yeah, again, it's a very Indian name. My mom wanted to name me after, an actress that she liked, and so
Oh,
that
okay. All right.
was that.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, we got a lot of movie stars' names and guests from their parents. Yeah. So,
Yep.
we're going to be talking about the Paul John Indian Caffeine Company, and I mean to start with, what a lovely presentation you have with the cookware and the copper and the coffee. But
Oh,
I
thank
had
you.
a really basic question. Is I mean I've interviewed lots of Indian chefs and cookbook authors and so on and been around Indian restaurants and here and overseas. Nobody's ever mentioned coffee to me. Why is it such a big secret?
Coffee is predominantly more in the south of India. And so a lot of the times, the North Indian culture comes across more prevalent in the West. And so the South Indian culture is very niche, and every state in the south of India is very different. And so it's hard to universally talk about south of India when, each state is so different. And so because coffee is predominantly grown and consumed in the south, it's not well known as an Indian, staple.
We, you know,
Yeah.
we ate in an absolutely wonderful restaurant, and I can't remember the name of it now, in London, an Indian restaurant, and they accompanied the tasting menu with Indian wine, and again, I never knew that India produced wine. It was another secret I discovered. It was quite good wine, very good wine, excellent wine.
Yeah. Again, we have the mountain range, so we have the altitude and the temperatures that are conducive for both, like wine and coffee. Coffee is definitely more prominent and, large scale production. We're actually the sixth largest producer of coffee in the world. Wine not high as in volume, but it's still very possible with the climate and, the altitude.
Right. Well, I mean,
Yeah.
it's quite good coffee.
Oh,
And
thank you.
we'll get to talk about that. But let me ask you about the whole. How did you or have you always been in the food business or what?
Yeah, so I actually have always studied hospitality. I went to school, did my business degree, and then went and did my MBA in hospitality in Switzerland. And so I've always been in the hospitality side of the world and the movement of things. However, the coffee aspect kind of came from my grandfather. He had estates in Coorg, which is a coffee growing region in India. And my grandfather had a bunch of estates. My dad, used to live away, but then would go back and, for the summers and things like that. So we still have those estates in the family, and we've always consumed, Indian coffee. And Indian coffee is very unique. It has chicory in it sometimes, and it's a flavor that we can't seem to get here in the U.S. And growing up here in the U.S., we would always, when we went back for the summer to India, get coffee from my grandfather or, in India, and
Oh.
then bring it over here so that we could consume it here in the States, And so it was one of those things that we just couldn't find fresh, good coffee that we wanted. And when I finished my MBA, I really wanted to do something and start a business. And I was, thinking about this and thinking about how I have to constantly go back to India to get the coffee I want. And so a little selfishness on that side, but the idea was that you don't, like you said, most people don't know India even grows coffee. And so that was something that I thought we could do and bring Indian coffee to the world. And so that's what we're trying to do.
I've never had coffee in an Indian restaurant, but when I think about it, probably a lot of Indian restaurants are North cuisine, aren't they?
Yes, correct. Which is why I was saying in the northern part of India, and that culture is well known to most of the world. The southern part is the lesser known cultures that show up. And of late, it definitely has become more prominent, like dosas and things like that are southern. But along with that comes the coffee, very much so.
Now, explain the name, Paul John.
So my dad's name is Paul John, named his first business after his dad, and I felt like I wanted to name my first business after mine. He's a big mentor of mine, and him being in business himself has always, guided me in how to do things, and a big part of the story comes from my grandfather and my dad, and so hence the name Paul John, and then also just kind of, easier to pronounce, maybe.
Oh, right, rather than do it in Indian, yeah, I see. You were short. You did not have the access to the coffee you loved, which was your main motivation, mm-hmm. but there has to have been more to why you would start. When did you start the business?
Yeah. So the business, we went live on our website for e-commerce, for sales, actual products, on January of 2023. We sell on our website, pauljohncaffeine.com. And we've just been trying to get all our SKUs and products in order. We import the beans ourselves. And a big part of, you were asking why to start this business was that, like I said, we couldn't find Indian coffee or good quality Indian coffee. And what's unique about us is that I have those connections with estate owners and farmers and coffee growers in India, direct connections, which allow me to source coffee that is of higher quality, specialty grade, premium, and then import it myself. So I get to hand pick, the coffee that I want for our products every year. I, in fact, just went to India and came back for this year's crop. So that direct connection with the product allows for us to have a really quality, roasted coffee here in the U.S. And that's something that you just cannot find. And Americans being such high consumers of coffee,
and
I always thought about it. Like, there's Colombian coffee, there's Brazilian, Ethiopian. There's, we even go as far as, like Vietnamese coffee, but, we don't have India. And so it really did come down to just the fact that there was no Indian representation of coffee, even though we have very high quality coffee. And
yeah,
Indian coffee
it is high quality. And that's why I couldn't understand why I never encountered it. I mean, because, we're really, in fact, we just ate at a local Indian restaurant three times in 2 weeks. We love Indian food.
So Indian coffee was highly regulated by the Coffee Board of India before, and so you had to have a license to buy it, and it was you had to buy it through the Coffee Board. In the last 10 years or so, it's not as highly regulated. You can buy directly from growers, and that's ease doing business with India as well and the coffee, industry. So that, too, will help grow the Indian coffee market as well.
Now, how did you come about with, I got a package here. There's the coffee ground coffee. It's interesting that it's ground. You almost always get specialty coffee in bean form. So you have to tell me about that too. Oh, well, go ahead. Tell me about that, and I'll move on. Go ahead.
So, we have about 10 different blends, and All of them do come as beans, like you said. We prefer to give them as beans. They stay longer, fresher. However, the blend that we sent for you is actually a traditional Indian blend that has chicory in it.
Oh,
And
right.
the chicory is ground, to a certain size, and the coffee has to be ground to that same size and then blended. And so we have to send it as ground coffee. There's no other way
Yeah,
for
no,
us
it's
to send it
interesting.
to you.
Chicory is what they use when they oh, could you the chicory is what they use when they had a stretch coffee.
Yes,
In
exactly.
I forget what period of time we're talking about now.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So I
When the
didn't think of
British
it
came
as
to
a
India.
premium ingredient.
Yeah, so when the British came to India, that's how it started. But you have high quality organic, you have very premium chicory as well, and the way that that gets roasted and the way that that gets ground, all that is an art in itself as well. And so that allows for us to keep that premiumness. And we've gone through so many samples of chicory to make sure that it transcends to good quality. Because you can have very bad chicory that has a very distinctive taste. And if you don't, watch that and make sure that you're
It's very
putting in good
bitter.
quality.
Chicory is bitter, yeah.
Yes, if it's bad. However, if it's good quality chicory, it actually gives a very caramel sweet taste to it and actually balances off that bitterness from the coffee and gives you that more caramel sweet taste. Yeah.
Now, I mean, there are so many questions I have here. As yeah,
I'd love
the
to answer them all.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, no, our sample arrived in a kit, and it came with a drip pot system, and then copper. I mean, is there significance to that selection of copper and drip?
Yeah, so it's not copper, it's actually brass.
I mean,
And
brass, I'm
brass is
sorry.
a yeah, brass is one of those metals that is very prominently used in the Indian culture. And so it's a very traditional metal that was used for this South Indian filter. And so that drip filter is a very old school way of brewing South Indian filtered
My
coffee.
mother always had a drip coffee pot.
Yeah, and it's my way of making coffee every morning for my husband and I. That's how we do it too. And so we love it. I call it slow espresso, because we put coffee to water in a ratio that's more coffee, less water, and so the concentrate that you get from it will be a thicker, stronger, concentrate. And that is like an espresso shot that you add to milk, and it just tastes, very velvety and smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the chicory
No, I
allows for
mean,
that too.
you must have a major effort to launch with this because there's so much education involved with it. How are you handling that? I mean, so many people don't know anything about this.
Yeah, I do think that like no one's an expert of anything. Even now, if you ask me, I wouldn't say I know everything. It's as you go along this whole process of being an entrepreneur and starting a business, you of course prepare yourself, to be the best you can and do the best that you can for the business. But there's always scope to learn, and I think having that mindset that you don't know everything and that you can always learn is the best way to go about this, because you're constantly learning.
Yeah, you have to ignore that. That's in the
Okay.
background. I keep trying to turn it off, but it keeps going back on. I'm mechanically challenged. So you had a plan for how to introduce this then. What is your strategy?
Yeah, so a lot of our strategy is education in this process because of the fact that Indian coffee is not well known. So we do a lot of events and we do a lot of tastings and sampling, and we'd always prefer, we even started the smaller 6 ounce bag because we wanted people to really try the coffee and really like it. And so that's been our strategy, is that we want to get as many people to taste the coffee, because we know once they taste the coffee, they're gonna like it. It's just a matter of not even knowing that India produces coffee. And sometimes when I say Indian coffee, it comes across that it could be, something that's like a
It's
m
spicy.
method of brewing coffee. Yeah, spicy, or like a way of brewing coffee versus coffee being grown in India. And so a lot of our efforts and a lot of our strategy is that education side of it, and we're pretty confident in our product, and we really do think that if people try it, they'll like it, and that's all, that's the best way to go forward after that. But the education side is where we're putting a lot of our effort into now.
Yeah, I mean, how are real Indian I mean, people who are authentically enculturated from India, I mean, how are they receiving it? I mean, if they're
So
from a
they
different
too,
part of India, they wouldn't have that in their culture anyhow, right?
yes, correct. But they too, like I'm from the south of India, but I would, appreciate a chai, or I would appreciate a North Indian dish, just because, it's something different, and it's in and around the same country. And so when we do meet other Indians, at events and samples, they are, very receptive to it, because it is something that you cannot get here in the US. It's a hard flavor to mimic. It's a hard flavor to get from something other than Indian coffee. And that feeling has it's locked into the coffee that we bring in. And so that taste that they get is something that reminds them of home, reminds them of, a lot of different experiences, and that in itself, again, like I said, they can't get it anywhere else. And so that taste of it, here in the US, is very exciting, even for other
Well, I mean,
Indians too.
there is some of this shared shine from the people's love of Indian cuisine. It seems to be at an all-time high, actually. But I mean, a neighbor of mine, I invited her to try the coffee, and she's not Indian. She's American. Her husband's Japanese, actually, so she doesn't have a strong coffee background, but she does love coffee. So I invited her to try it, and her immediate reaction was, "Oh, it's Indian. It must be good." I mean, that was her reaction.
That is actually a very different reaction than normally. Again, like I said, if I say Indian coffee, they think it's a way of brewing coffee versus, Indian coffee being grown there. So
Right. Oh, I
that's
see what,
really
yes.
interesting to hear, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of surprised, actually, but people are crazy about Indian cuisine right now.
Of course.
I mean, I don't think they
Actually saw
understand
that.
how many different kinds there are because of the different regions. I mean, there's a
Of
lot of
course, yeah.
education, yeah. So, and we've interviewed some interesting authors of Indian authors of Indian cookbooks, and including one who's she's Indian and so is her husband and grew up in India, and both of them did, and he was diabetic and he was on daily insulin, and she took all the traditional recipes and reworked them. Reworked them, and so that she actually got him off of insulin, and classic Indian dishes just reworked. But she
That's
said
amazing.
India is the world capital of diabetes.
I have heard that. But again, our food is so food and people are a big part of our culture. I was talking to someone recently about the coffee culture and how this to-go culture isn't there in India because coffee or having a drink or having food with someone is very social. It's a very
Yes.
social aspect. And so I think a big part of our culture is, to spend time with someone is to have a meal with someone or, have a cup of coffee or chai and, biscuits. So I think a big part of that is, we love food. We love to entertain, and I think that's in our blood is the
Yeah.
entertaining part of it, the hospitality. And then, that comes along with the food and the drink, and which is why we put in so much effort into each dish or
Yeah.
each, even the coffee. The brewing method is, it's coffee, it's chicory, it's hand, it's a slow drip that you then add to hot milk. And so it's a labor of love, but that really transcends to the flavor that you get at the end.
Yeah, but you've commented about it's not being a tradition, to like on the run kind of thing. We were in my husband and I, he's English and I'm American, and we were in Italy, and he was used to, because I need coffee first thing when I wake up. I'm one of those people,
Me
and
too.
so he set off to get me take our coffee. Well, they don't have take our coffee in Italy. I mean,
Correct.
nobody wants to take our coffee. It's a social experience, I mean,
Yes,
even if you
yes.
just stand up and drink at the counter, it's a social experience. And he also
Exactly.
didn't speak Italian. It was the most hilarious thing. I mean, he figured it out, and they found a way of doing it. It involved
Yeah.
strange twists of papers and stopper
Oh,
and
wow.
all kinds of crazy stuff. But anyhow, so I could relate to that.
Yes.
So now, how far spread is your market right now?
So right now we produce in Tampa, Florida, and we are available all throughout the US. We are just working on, we just finished our product line and making sure that we've got all our certifications and things like that, and we want to go to market now. And so really this year we're aiming to really try to get into retail stores and expand our reach. For now,
Well,
we can we are on our website and we can ship, anywhere in the US.
yeah, listeners, make a note of the website so you can get this coffee, pauljohncaffeine.com. And caffeine is spelt how?
Caffeine.
No, yeah, I mean, that's not how it's always spelled, is it? Ever since I got spell check, I'm a terrible, lousy speller. I mean,
Me
but
too. Don't
yeah.
worry about that.
Well, I mean, I find your story fascinating and your product excellent,
Thank
and
you.
I really wish you continuing success in expanding the acceptance of
Thank
Indian
you.
coffee and here and elsewhere as well. So,
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
yeah, and your name is beautiful, Sonali.
Oh,
It's
thank
great.
you, Anne.
So, all right, and I thank you for talking to us as well.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm going to say goodbye and
Okay,
keep us
bye. Thank
posted.
you. Yes.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.